John Boyd Thatcher State Park has been a Capital Region destination for decades. Now, the historic site with gorgeous views and extensive nature trails has a new visitor center. The park sits on the Helderberg Escarpment, overlooking the city of Albany and much of the Capital Region. New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Commissioner Rose Harvey says the new $4 million center, located at the trailhead for the storied Indian Ladder footpath, takes the 20th century park and makes it a 21st century park.
Thatcher State Park, and now Thatcher Park Center, is a signature project of Governor's New York 2020. And we have will have invested $10 million into Thatcher State Park.
Harvey views the new building as the identity of Thatcher Park.
And when Governor Martin Glynn dedicated Thatcher Park in 1914, he predicted here, in future years, will come people in search of recreation, students in quest of historical inspiration, and geologists to study one of the oldest geological formations in the world. History, happiness, and science all meet in this very spot. And he was right.
Harvey says the facility is already booked through September for weddings, reunions, and family events. She lauded the interpretive designs and displays.
They're going to give us context. They're going to give us some history. They're going to give us some perspective on the nature and the beauty and the geology that surrounds us. And it will be base camp for everyone.
State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey sees the park as an important life lesson for children.
It is about building the future, making sure that they care about continuing to take care of this earth and appreciating the environment and being good stewards going forward.
The center is also part museum, featuring interactive exhibits touching on Thatcher Park's history and geology. Eric Coulisset is with the Open Space Institute.
Who knows if this park will even be here 450 million years from now? 450 million years ago, we would be in a shallow sea, as I learned from our geologists. 200 million years ago, we would have been 4 miles underground. Imagine that. And 2 million years ago, we would be under a mile of ice. And those are not fake news. With the unveiling of this new visitor center's orientation and education components, this park becomes more welcoming and open for current and future generations of Capital District residents and their families.
Thatcher had been in danger of being permanently closed in 2010. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced new investment in the state park in June 2015. The new building gives renewed hope to Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, who routinely rode the bus from Albany to Thatcher Park during the summers of his youth.
It was coming out here and being exposed to not just swimming all day, and I do miss the pool because there's generations of city kids now that don't have the opportunity to come up here on a bus and to really not just explore a pool, but to explore the environment. And I miss that. And I'm always hoping maybe someday we could get a pool back, just saying. The center's great, but I would like to expose kids to that element again because it really changed my whole outlook on the environment.
The group Friends of Thatcher Park funds bus transportation to get kids to the grounds, but it must be prearranged by schools, teachers, or community groups. More than 380,000 people visit the 2,500-acre park and its 2.8 miles of trails every year. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.